Hey, we got Gary Tangway there. Tracked him down. Comcast Sportsnet, the pride of Rumford, Maine. Hello there, Mr. Tangway.
Guess where I am?
Are you in Rumford?
No, you'll never guess it. I'm at Princeton University.
Well, it's about time they recognized your ability, I say.
Yeah. I just watched my son. We're in a lacrosse tournament in Philadelphia this weekend. And so there's some kids from our town that ended up, they're playing for Princeton. And it was Princeton-Yale in lacrosse. And let me tell you, the Ivy League lacrosse mothers are pretty nasty. Pretty tough crowd.
Wow, that's interesting.
Pretty tough crowd, let me tell you.
Wow. Well, and they said you'd never get to the Ivy League, Gary, but I always disagreed with that.
Well, that's right. I got to the Ivy League. And, anyways, it was a great – I'll give you the recap, Rich, coming down at 3-2-1. It was the Yale Bulldogs with a 3-goal win over Princeton. It was a lot of fun. Anyways, I digress. So that's why I'm late. I'm sorry.
You said it was a 3-1 final?
No, it was a 3 – it was a – what was it? 13 Yale.
Oh, shoot. So they didn't
– win by Yale.
They didn't cover the spread, so I lost that bet.
Yeah. Well, you haven't changed.
Not at all. Well, that's a great transition into my first question for you, Gary. Have the Boston Bruins not changed either? Because we're seeing what we've seen the last two seasons down the stretch.
Well, it's the same old adage, you know. I mean, a coach can only do so much, and I do believe that a change of scenery was needed for Claude and for this team. I never felt that Claude and Donnick Sweeney were on the same page to begin with. I thought that Sweeney, and I know that Neely always wanted a little more of an offensive game, and that just wasn't Claude's thing. Having said that, you know, you're only as good as your players, and they are what they are. I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, Chara's old, and they're just not as good as they used to be. They're not as deep as they used to be. So, while I do think that they needed a new coach, not because Claude's a bad coach, I mean, obviously not a bad coach. You see what he's doing in Montreal, and he won a Stanley Cup here, and he got to another one, but. You know, Larry Bird said after 3 years, players tune you out. And I completely believe that. I mean, you know, the players needed a new coach and the coach needed new players. But it's going to come down on Sweeney and Cam. Now, this is a very uncomfortable situation for Cam because, you know, Cam Neely, who's a great guy. I mean, he is just grounded down to earth, just a good guy. But he has been loved in this town and justifiably so. And this is the first time since he came to Boston when he was traded for Barry Peterson in the Vancouver deal, that he's been criticized.
Mm.
And that's odd territory for him. Again, good guy. I mean, just I can't say enough good things about him. But, you know, people are pissed. And I think that's new territory for him.
Let's talk a little bit about the Celtics. 10 games left, starting with tonight's matchup against the Phoenix Suns. Can this team end up as the number one seed in the East?
Yeah, but I mean, who cares? Whoop-dee, big whoop. You know, we lost in the second round of Toronto, but hey, you know, we got that participation trophy, you know, whatever. I mean, look, these guys to me have to play like junkyard dogs. I think they have to play every game in the playoffs as if they're playing the Washington Wizards, in which they play a little dirty. Because if you're not talented enough, you got to do the other stuff. And they got to knock some people on their butt. You know, because Isaiah, as wonderful as he is as a scorer, when it comes to playoff basketball, you know, you have to get an edge any way you can. And Isaiah is not a great defensive player. So, you know, the Averys and the Marcus Smarts and the Crowders, they got to get after it with some people. I also want to see the rookie. You know, Jaylen Brown had a tough go after Marcus gave him that verbal beatdown in public. I want to see this kid get his act together because – you know, as much as people love Marcus Smart and his intangibles, you know, he's not the future. Jaylen Brown's the future. So, come on, kid. Let's wake up. Let's go.
Are they tough enough? Do they have that tough guy? They don't seem to have any.
Rich, I don't think, I don't think they do. I mean, I think that Smart can be that guy. I think that Crowder can be that guy. I think that Avery Bradley can be that guy. But they have to turn it up. Like Isaiah is not that guy. Al Horford's not that guy. You know, Kelly Olynyk's not that guy. But those three could be. I mean, they're not the bad boys of Detroit, Richie. I mean, I think I know what you're saying. I mean, it's not the same deal. But they could be, and they're going to have to be. Because if this team doesn't at least get to the – if this team loses in the first round, that's a travesty. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they'll win in the first round. But, you know, if they have – if they get to the second round and they face Washington or Toronto, I mean, there's no – I don't see them beating Toronto. I mean, they can't – DeRozan, they can't solve him. You know, Toronto got big. You know, they have their front court depth. So, you know, first, second, third, whatever. You know, regular season, who cares? They, you know, they really got to get to that second round and play well, I think. Because if they don't, you know, I'm wondering, do you re-sign Isaiah Thomas? I mean, do you, you know, what, why? You know, if they barely get out of the first round and they get their tails kicked in the second round, why do you re-sign Isaiah? So you can beat up on bad teams in a regular season?
That's a great question. Well, Gary Tanguay with us.
I put a lot of thought into this.
I guess clearly. Yes. Patriots off season, it would certainly been a busy one. Are they a better team than they were a month ago?
Oh, my God. Isn't it crazy? They've never done this. I mean, it's like if you're the rest of the league, you're like, my God. I mean, even Hightower, who I thought was gone, reportedly took less money than the Steelers. Now, you know, the Jets offered 12 a year. The Patriots offered 9. Okay, fine. You go to the Patriots. I get it. Nobody wants to play for the Jets. But I read one report, and this could not have been right. It had to have been a typo, that the Steelers were offering 9 more a year than the Patriots. That wasn't right. It must have been guaranteed money over time or something. And he came back. I mean, getting Hightower back is huge. Because Butler, unless I missed something while I was checking out the Princeton-Yale lacrosse game, you know, Butler's gone. I mean, that's just, he's not going to be back, I don't think. And they're just trying to work out that money with New Orleans. But getting Hightower back, bringing in Gilman from Buffalo, if they do indeed bring in Revis for one last run, personally, I wish somehow that Butler would play one more year, because if you have Hightower, you have Butler, and you have the other kid, Stephon Gilman, I mean, that defense is awesome. Bill blew me away with what he did in the offseason. Totally blew me away.
David Price of the Boston Red Sox, good guy who's horribly misunderstood, bad dude who doesn't get Boston, or his own worst enemy?
His own worst enemy. Not a bad person. He's just kind of whiny. I mean, he's one of those, you know, you have a friend who's just always whining. It's just, you know, just always bitching about something. Like, it's a great day out, you know. But there's always like this little cloud hanging over their head. You know, that's him. It's like, dude, just... You know, have a popsicle. You know, really, you know?
It's that simple.
Lighten up. Yeah, he's just, you know, his own worst enemy.
Tell me a little bit about the newly expanded or soon to be expanded early edition and what's going on there.
I'm drastically underpaid because I'm going from 30 minutes to.
Exactly.
Your attorney's underpaid. Look, in this day and age, when it comes to television and sports and the conduit, whatever it is, whether it's your phone, your TV, your radio, is that people want information and entertainment instantaneously. So we're going to be streaming on the web, and Comcast will have live program for the majority of the day and night. So if you flip us on, you're either going to get Trenny, myself, and Felger rehashing what's going on in sports, talking about the games that night, talking about the issues. And you'll be able to watch it on your phone too. Or if before you go to bed, you know, Curran and Holly and, you know, Casey Smith, who's from Texas, who really knows football. And, you know, Tom Giles. Whenever you turn us on, we're going to be talking sports. And because that's what you have to do, Rich. I mean, you have to be available at a fingertip for people. So that's what we're going to do.
So, Trenny getting a flak jacket to sit between you and Felger?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, maybe we've mellowed. You know, we thought we mellowed in our old age, but we did a bunch of late editions where we were at the Super Bowl. And my boss, the news director, said, you know, he goes, you guys haven't changed. You know, Felger was complaining about getting my eyebrows clipped, or, you know, he's just bitching and moaning about everything. You know, but here's the thing about Trenny is she could fire the bullets too. That's
oh, yes.
So. Yeah, she's really good, really good.
We love Trenny. She's great. Well, looking forward to it. All starts, April 3rd?
Yeah, April 3rd, opening day. We'll be on from 6 to 8. Boston Sports Tonight will be on from 9 to midnight. You know, so we're on in the morning with Tetra Rich, on in the afternoon with Felger and Maz. So when you're not listening to Downtown, of course. So we'll have a ton of stuff.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We appreciate you checking in as always. Get yourself off that Princeton campus before they try and fit you for a cap and gown.
Yeah, right. Like that's ever kind of, you know what? Princeton. I was, you know, I saw a fraternity house that looked just like the old DU.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
Was there broken furniture on the front porch?
Yeah, right. Yeah, bad chance.
Thanks, Gary. We'll talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.
Gary Tanguay, Comcast SportsNet on Downtown.